want to welcome you to the commission meeting of the State Park and Recreation Commission, and the meeting is officially called to order. Let me first explain to you how we are conducting this meeting. This is the first time the commission has done a video, is doing a video conference with many of our commissioners in other locations. This meeting is also being live webcast, so I would appreciate if you would like to make comments later on, please let us know, and then you will, we will be asking you to step to the mic later on. Let me first introduce who's joining us this morning. Sitting to my left is Liz Fenton. Liz represents Senator Pathley. Welcome, Liz. And I'm going to ask the two different locations to the commissioners to introduce themselves. How about Los Angeles first?
Elva Yanez.
Paul Witt.
Diane Wittenberg.
Tommy Randall.
Tommy, Diane, Paul, and Elva, welcome. I understand that there's no audience in your location, am I correct?
That is correct.
Not at the moment, but given downtown LA traffic, who knows?
Right, okay. And I believe we have Miriam sitting by yourself.
That's Miriam. Correct. Hi, this is Miriam Solis-Cornell, and I'm in San Diego.
Well, Miriam, welcome back to join us after your absence.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
I understand that there's no one joining you in the San Diego location either. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I'd like to now introduce staff from the department. We have Chief Deputy Director Aaron Robinson joining us. Steve Musalami, who heads up planning. We have Dana Jones, who is the district superintendent for the Sacramento district. And we have Tara Lynch, who heads up legal for the department. Welcome. Let me first just put the meeting, this meeting in context. This is a special meeting of the commission to consider the Old Sacramento State Park, the general plan. Most of you know that we were here in January to hear the plan. At that time, we were asked by the department to defer any actions on the plan because of some issues and concerns about really, as far as I can tell, the excursion train. So as just as a way of understanding your interest, I know you still have a lot of interest in this. Just if you don't mind showing a hand, how many of you are here because of the excursion train vision in the plan? How many of you are here for other recommendations in the general plan? One, am I correct? Thank you. Appreciate that. That gives us a context as to what your concerns are. We do have a couple of new members on the commission, Diane Wittenberg in Los Angeles, and also Liz, who were not at this meeting in January. So I'm going to ask the department to quickly walk over the whole plan, since we are going to be taking action on the entire plan. But we will devote certainly most of the attention to the issue of the proposal, the vision on the excursion train for much of the meeting. Of course, for any of you with interest to discuss and to provide comment on all other issues, you are more than welcome. With that, the only other request I have for you is if you don't mind turning off your cell phones and other device during the meeting, we would appreciate that. Anything else you can think of, Aaron?
No, I think you've got it.
Thank you. With that, I'm going to turn it over to you and your staff to walk us through the plan.
Super. So, good morning, commissioners. Appreciate the introduction. Thank you for the opportunity to bring before you the Old Sacramento State Historic Park General Plan.
Maybe what we should do, we are getting quite a bit of noise. certainly we want the commission to speak, but before you do that, maybe you can mute your mics. See if that would help. Great, thank you.
Paul.
I think they did it.
All right. Let me know.
Okay.
All right, that's perfect. So this general plan was initially brought before the commission, as you mentioned, Chairman Chung, in January, on January 24th. As you recall, the department, as you mentioned, the department did recommend to the commission not to vote on the plan at that point, and the commission, in fact, did not vote and asked the department to re-engage stakeholders and listen carefully to varying concerns and perspectives regarding the excursion line proposals. Since the January meeting, Commissioner Chung, Director Jackson, and I, along with park staff, joined several community members on a tour to personally inspect the rail line. And that happened in a few tours. General Jackson went out once, and then Commissioner Chung and several of us went out to inspect the line. In addition, park staff hosted a public meeting in Old Sacramento on April 15th to listen to community feedback. Our recommendation today is based on years of work leading up to this point and the thoughtful comments received from various stakeholders who so passionately love their community, Old Sacramento, and our railroad heritage. All comments received on the plan and during the planning process were fully considered, ensuring that community members, agencies, planning partners, and other stakeholders were fully vested in a transparent planning process. The general plan proposes to maintain Old Sacramento State Historic Park as one park with five distinct management zones. So one park, five different areas. Riverfront, that would be the Riverfront Zone, the Gold Rush and Commerce Zone, the Railroad History Zone, the Railroad Technology and Shops Zone, and the Excursion Railroad Zone. In addition, the staff report now recommends revision of the general plan to only include those areas currently owned by state parks. No planning or improvements are recommended within the general plan regarding the Sacramento Regional Transit District 4-mile section of the rail right-of-way through Southland Park. This area includes the right-of-way from approximately 200 feet south of Southland Park Drive, extending 4 miles to where the Interstate 5 overpass crosses the state park-owned right-of-way near the Sacramento River levee. Staff recommends that this segment of the rail right-of-way be removed from the general plan. The recommendations do include a vision for an excursion train to the Sacramento Zoo. So you might ask yourself, what impact might the proposed change have on the vision of the excursion train south of the regional transit right-of-way between the Pocket Meadowview area down to Hood? I would first want to remind the commission that this general plan is a visioning document. It's not specific plans for work to be done. If this particular concept were developed into the actual project or into an actual project, we would prepare a detailed management plan for this particular excursion train with alternatives to move trains to the proposed station and options for how and where the engines and cars of the train would be maintained, would need to be examined. Of course, this step would involve extensive public outreach and community feedback. An important question raised during the April public meeting was, what if state parks wanted to use the regional transit right-of-way to move trains to the excursion train number 2 station in the future? So I'd point out here that if no proposals for the regional transit right-of-way are made within the general plan currently today, and it's not within the planning area and the environmental impacts related to slow-moving trains are not evaluated, the department would need to prepare an amendment to the general plan. This amendment would include public input and an evaluation of environmental impacts as per current CEQA guidelines. A detailed management plan to address project-level design issues and environmental impacts will also need to be completed. In addition, some form of property agreement or acquisition would need to occur with Regional Transit to move trains along this four-mile stretch of right-of-way. This is not currently being contemplated by the department. The recent public meetings also revealed a need for the department to explain more clearly the purpose and legal requirements for a general plan. And recognize that we have a few new members of the commission as well, we thought this would be a good time to kind of cover some of those that background. So I thought I'd take just a moment to remind us all about the general plan process. Following classification or reclassification of any unit by the State Parks and Recreation Commission, and prior to development of any new facilities, and we call facilities, trails are facilities, rail lines, buildings, all of those things are facilities in our vernacular. Prior to development of any of those in any previously classified unit, Public Resource Code 5002.2 requires the department to prepare a general plan or revise any existing plan, as the case may be, for the unit. Subject to CEQA guidelines, Section 15168, a program EIR, or Environmental Impact Report, is prepared to evaluate any impacts of the plan on the environment. The general plan is the primary management document for each unit of the California State Park System. Again, it's a visioning document. It's not specific projects. It defines a park's primary purpose and establishes a management direction for its future. By providing a clear purpose and vision, guidance on long and short-term goals and guidelines, the general plan defines the broadest management framework possible for a unit's feasibility and program development, ongoing management, and public use. So why do we need a general plan for Old Sacramento State Historic Park now? The old plan was drafted in 1970. Relying on a general plan prepared in 1970, the management direction for the park is no longer consistent with the changing land uses surrounding the park, demands of the lands within the park boundaries, and visions of our park partners and lands acquired since the 1970 plan. It just needs to be updated to be consistent with visions that have been developed since that time. The concept and vision studies prepared over the last 30 years can't be implemented without an approved general plan and environmental impact report. That includes concepts in any of the five district management zones: the Riverfront Zone, the Gold Rush and Commerce Zone, the Railroad History Zone, the Railroad Technology and Shops Zone, and the Excursion Railroad Zone. So in closing, we recommend the Commission adopt the general plan with the recommended changes in the staff report. If the Commission approves the plan with these recommended changes, staff will then incorporate the changes in the plan and finalize it. And that closes my comments.
I'd like to first open up for questions by other commissioners. Maybe Los Angeles?
Anyone?
No.
So, Ernest or Aaron, can you clarify that nothing will happen on the specific elements outlined in the plan until another environmental review process happens for the project implementation?
That's correct. So, you want to clarify, or
sure, I can.
Sure.
Yes, what would happen is when we decide that we want to move forward with a particular vision or proposal from the general plan, we would do then more detailed planning, either a facility management plan or some other sort of more detailed plan that would identify exactly what's happening where and identify what those impacts are. And then also do another level, a project level environmental document that relates to that project.
And there would be continued public meetings so that we can get input from the public.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Steve, are you going to be talking about the detailed implications of removing that section of the line that State Parks has no jurisdiction over?
I can now if you like. Yes. So what that does is it removes, our recommendation is to remove from the planning area 4 miles of right-of-way that is currently owned by the Sacramento Regional Transit District. So what that, the implications of that would be, it would not have any implication on excursion line one that leads to the zoo. The implication on excursion line two would be that when we eventually come to the scenario that we want to actually look at moving that project, moving a project in that area ahead, we would need to then go ahead and do a facility management plan that would look at what are the options then for maintaining trains that we may have out there, for engines and cars, for maintaining the rail line out there. And there may be, you know, different scenarios that may come up. This may be 10 or 15 years down the road. There could be some new technologies that we aren't even thinking about today. There could be ways that we could, you know, get the trains, you know, back and forth from the maintenance yard in Old Sacramento, maybe via vehicles of some sort. But right now, that is not what the general plan is actually doing. What we will be doing is investigating those at that time, and there would be more public input and processes at that when we get to that level.
Yeah, I think Go ahead,
Tommy. Tommy Randall. I'm reading here where it says State Parks is committed to implementing management strategies to reduce impacts from operational noise of excursion trains on adjacent neighborhood. Could you talk about those strategies?
Yeah, they would be, you know, one is that the trains would be moving at less than 15 miles an hour through any neighborhood areas. And again, now with the scenario, the proposal that we have before the commission, that would be the area basically from the Sacramento River across the bridge over to the zoo, that small section there. And then potentially if excursion line two would be some of the area around Freeport, the town of Freeport, there's a very little bit of residential area there. Also down in the town of Hood, there is residential area. So we would be reducing the speed. We would be looking at reducing the number and amount of whistle blows also in the areas. So those are about the only two, but again, we can only reduce those to a certain level because we are required by law to blow whistles at certain locations.
And what would be the hours of operation for this train?
Are you, again, right now we're in visionary right now, Tommy, so we're not really confined to exactly what times we'd be running that. When we do come up with the refined plan, then we would look in there and establish more definitive times for and frequencies of the trains.
Yeah, I think it's important to note here, as Steve mentioned, this truly is that visioning document. And we're talking about specific lines and things as if they were projects, and they could become those projects. That's kind of that vision in there. But to get to that point, I think the point that Paul Witt made is very important, that we would be going out to public comment. We would be having a broader dialogue with the community and all stakeholders involved. We would have to do, as Steve talked about, the management plan, the facilities management plan, and the environmental documents associated with that. And through that process, we would get to all of those issues of what times this would run, all of those particular safety, environmental concerns that we would have to mitigate. But at this stage, this is that broader, higher-level planning document. It's not a project document at this stage.
Is it safe to assume that these trains would be run during daylight hours only?
That's also going to be addressed in project level. Generally, that's true, but we do currently run some evening trains for special events, not on a regular basis, but that would, again, be addressed in the project level.
Thank you.
Dana, just to make sure that we all understand, when you say currently you're running it, you're referring to the train that runs from Old Sacramento to just north of the Sioux that's been running for many years. Am I correct?
That's correct.
So I have another question about the 50,000-foot EIR impacts, significant impacts. So my understanding that the only significant environmental impact is noise, and that air quality, biological resources are not are less than significant impacts. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes. Sorry. Yes, that is correct. That's the only an impact to the environment that we have, that after through the higher broad level of evaluation is still showing that would be a significant impact would be the noise.
Steve, could I clarify one point there, or ask you to clarify? So, in the environmental work that was done, you did look at other issues like air pollution and those types of things, and then the findings were that the noise was the issue. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Steve, hi, Liz. I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about that, though, in terms of the air impacts. I know that the train that's going from Old Sacramento to the zoo will pass by a school, Holy Spirit School, and also Dooley Field, which is where the Sacramento Area Land Park plays all the Little League games. And so I'm curious if you could talk a little bit more about what you all looked at in terms of the air quality, air pollution impacts, especially on the large amount of children that are in that area.
Yes, the impacts that we analyzed addressed. When you're analyzing different impacts, you have to also look at what is currently occurring in the area. The frequency, because we did identify in here a vision for frequency of the trains, which was fairly infrequent. I think we had around 50 a year. And the amount of time that the train would actually be moving through that area was minimal as well. So all of that was analyzed. We did do some air quality analysis because we could only do analysis where we actually had trains running. So we couldn't do analysis where we didn't have trains at this time. So we could do analysis, and there was an analysis in the general plan and, in the environmental impact report that actually looks at what are the air quality impacts from that section, and actually Holy Spirit School was a receptor that was analyzed in that. So we did look at that, and that was looked at from a standpoint of pollutants and what other impacts are currently occurring in the area with automobiles and others. So.
Other questions?
Hi, this is Marianne. I have a question about both lines, and it's just a clarifying question, and I know this is a visioning plan, so the details might not be there yet, but I just want to make sure that these excursion lines are for visitor use and not for cargo use.
That's correct. There's no cargo that would be moved on these trains. This is just for excursion lines, for historic interpretation, and for access and sharing information about and educating the public about the historic use of these line, the Walnut Grove line.
Fantastic. Thanks.
I'm sorry, I just had one more question. Can you clarify, they're diesel locomotive trains? Is that correct?
Currently, we are using diesel. We do also have the potential to use steam trains, but it's that, again, is kind of more project-specific because we do have the opportunity. In the future, we may have the possibility to be using electric trains.
Any other questions from the commissioners? Aaron, a couple of questions, quick questions for you. One is that, if I understand correctly, the acquisition of the rail railway between Park and Meadowville and the Hood, that has been going on for many decades, am I correct?
You're talking about the 4 mile stretch.
No, I'm not talking about the 4 mile stretch at all. I'm talking about the tracks below the south of the 4 mile track.
That's right. That's a number of acquisitions that have occurred over a few decades. It's been a long time. It's not been something that has been cobbled together in the last couple of years.
Yeah. I'm less concerned about the 4 mile track since it's not in the general plan.
That's right.
At this point, right? But to reiterate that point, though, earlier you said that if we were to use that that 4 mile track in the future, we would have to go through an extensive process. But I also recall Steve earlier mentioned that there are potentially other options that that will need to be considered at that point, right? So that's really not the only option that will be considered to use the 4 mile track. Am I correct?
That's right. It would be a general plan amendment, and most of the processes that have been followed in this would have to be redone, if you will. It includes all the public comment, all the EIRs, and those types of things.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions? If not, I would like to go ahead and open it up for public comments. We do have a fairly large number, not a surprise, but I have about 25 expression of interest for public comments at this point. If you haven't done so, please do go and put in your name on the sheet in the back. Because we have a fairly large number of interest in providing comment, I would ask you to limit your comment to 2 minutes per person, if that's okay. Okay, we have a few more. That's great. Now I'm going to call Roger. Roger, I'm going to screw up your last. Bastian Lupi. And John Gilmore will be coming up next. And Cassie Zago.
My name is Roger Bacigalupi. I've been a resident of Sacramento since 1961. I was employed for many years by Blue Diamond Growers, over 30 years. I mention that because I have an ag interest in this proposal before you. I was CEO of Blue Diamond for the last 17 years of that time, and I now serve as an international marketing consultant. I am in total support of the plan that's before you, and would hope you will approve it. I especially am interested, though, in speaking today in favor of the two extensions of the excursion train, the one to the zoo and the one from the pocket area south to Hood. These are very important. I first joined the Railroad Museum board in 1978 or so, before the museum was finished, and we were talking about that extension at that time, and I think it's very important that it happen from both the standpoint of the agricultural heritage that it will show to the people who ride it, and to the railroad heritage that is fast disappearing, and this is a way of showing the youth of tomorrow, our children and grandchildren, what it's all about. The area is most well known for growing pears and perhaps asparagus, but at one time there was also a lot of celery grown down there and seeds. It was discontinued from operation in 1978. Some have suggested there were no passengers ever, but until sometime in the 30s when the Depression came along, it also offered passenger service. So again, my interest is in talking in support and supporting the ag heritage and the railroad heritage that this extension line will demonstrate to the youth of the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roger. John?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members, good morning. I'm John Gilmore. I'm a co-chair of the foundation and a local lawyer. My family has been involved in the responsible stewardship of the environment for many years, and that is consistent with the environmental impact report that is on the table here. We're quite supportive of what has been done so far by staff and state parks, which is impressive, including the comments and responses sections and the changes that have been made up through April the 25th. A number of the questions that I've heard raised in the public meeting should be answered, at least in substantial part, by what appears therein. My family also has been employed by railroads over the parts of three centuries, from Maine to California, including Sacramento. In Sacramento, there was a clerk who lived well into his 90s that I knew, and his stories of the Sacramento Southern are consistent with this book that was written by Kevin Hechtman on the Sacramento Southern Railroad. Mr. Hechtman is here this morning and may add a few remarks there too. The Sacramento Southern is important to me from other standpoints as well, and those are that its operational crews and equipment are subject to Federal Railroad Administration guidelines and standards. That's important, and they do a good job from what I can see. We're also a family that gives back to our communities, and all this is being passed on to our grandchildren. They love the museum. They love the excursion trains. They will be ecstatic to board a train on its way to the zoo, and they will be enlightened by an interpreted trip to Hood some years later into the Delta, which is pristine, as we know, and near some farming areas that our family has worked for years. We support the general plan, the EIR, and the progress that has been made up to this time. Thank you very much.
Chelsea Cartwright, after Kathy Daigle and Ali Cooper.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here this morning. I'm Kathy Daigle, the Executive Director of the California State Railroad Museum Foundation, and we are in support of the amended general plan and hope that you will approve it and adopt it today. We are excited about the visioning that's gone into for the next 20 or 30 years. And I remind commissioners that 40 years ago, the museum was still a vision and a work in progress. And today, we're known around the world. And we believe over the next 20 years, when we get the Railroad Technology Museum and the rail yards finalized and get these two excursion trains going, that there'll be nothing else like us in the world. And we thank you for sharing that vision with us. And I know on behalf of the children's and the family, they're very excited. And I have some postcards. I know you've probably received hundreds by now, of people who are excited about train trips to the zoo and going on into the Delta to see the wildlife of Stone Lakes, which I believe part of is owned by State Parks, and telling the heritage, not only the agricultural heritage, but the wildlife and the eco-heritage of that region and the cultural heritage, because people came from all over the world for the gold rush. They came to work on the Sac Southern Railroad and the Transcontinental Railroad. They came to build the levees in the Delta. They came to work in the canneries. And that's people from China, people from Japan, from Mexico, from the Philippines, from Portugal, from many other countries. We have an opportunity to tell these wonderful stories and to bring the children into some of the nature areas they may not be able to get otherwise. And I think it's part of the Central Valley vision to provide those opportunities of the plan that the State Parks has adopted, and also the recreation plan for the San Joaquin-Sacramento Delta. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathy. Indeed, I have a couple of thick stacks of cards in front of me, and I think there are many more upstairs as well. And we also have quite a few other inputs from the public, and we appreciate very much the interest and the input to the commission. Next is Chelsea.
Chelsea Cartwright. Hello, I'm a resident in Southland Park neighborhood. I'm very pleased to be here. I am here to oppose the proposal as it is, even with the 4-mile portion taken out for reasons I'll explain. I do appreciate that that segment was taken out of the plan, but we know that until the commissioners vote, that could be put right back in. So it has us quite nervous. There is still a lot of vagueness in the proposal and potential threat to the livability of our neighborhood. I think that, in fact, the two lines that are still currently in the plan create more of an emphasis on that 4-mile stretch and therefore create alarm. There seems to be that there would be an incentive in the future to try to acquire that piece of land again and turn it into part of the proposal. We've been concerned, as we testified at the last meeting, in the lack of transparency it's felt for us. I know that there are people who feel they've opened this up to the public and so on. I didn't see anything in the report that really detailed how our testimony was considered. So I don't know, in fact, other than Mr. Robertson did refer to the fact that it was considered in detail. I would like to suggest that you put in writing something that reassures us that this 4-mile portion will not be considered for the purposes of this excursion train in the future. We have a beautiful greenbelt area there, and all the reasons for livability of houses up close. I do not believe for a moment, having seen the smoke come out of that train, that it doesn't create a problem for organic backyard gardens, the health of children, et cetera. I hope that you also send us notices. You have our email addresses and know our names. So please, any future amendment, we'd appreciate knowing about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ali Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank the commissioners for all the great work you're doing. I most certainly want to acknowledge that we certainly believe that and know that the train museum and the operations at the train museum is a huge asset to Sacramento and our communities. Although I do rise in with a great deal of concern about the plan that is being considered for adoption today, I think my neighbor Charles E. Cartwright lays it out quite clearly that, in fact, we have a situation now where the body is being asked to adopt a northern portion, a southern portion, and the missing link, of course, is that portion through our neighborhoods in Southland Park. I think what would help to alleviate the concerns of our neighbors is for the body to, in fact, adopt in an affirmative manner a pledge that you will, in fact, not pursue the 4-mile link between the north and the south tracks. And so I rise in solidarity with our neighbors at the Southland Park Neighborhood Association and ask that the body adopt a pledge that you will not pursue that 4-mile track. Thank you much.
Thank you, Ali. The next speaker is Mary Helmich, Wesley Yee, and Bob, I believe it's Bob Slope. Slope.
Good morning. My name's Mary Helmich, and I was born and raised in Sacramento and have had a long involvement with Old Sacramento and the California State Railroad Museum. I would like to make 2 points. The first, more than 40 years ago, the name Old Sacramento was given to its new state park property. Then the acreage fit neatly into the city's Old Sacramento Historic District. This was before the California State Railroad Museum, the Sacramento Southern Railroad, and the dream of a railroad technology museum in the rail yards was even envisioned. Now there is a growing problem with the park's identity. The name Old Sacramento State Historic Park confuses everyone. Residents, tourists, merchants, corporate sponsors, and staff, as both the city and the state use the name Old Sacramento for their overlapping jurisdictions. Most people think they are one and the same. They are not. with the park's inclusion of the Sacramento Southern Railroad to the zoo and into the Delta, as well as a future railroad technology museum in the rail yards, there will be even greater confusion. Please consider dropping the word old in the park's name to differentiate the State Historic Park's boundaries from those of the city. Call it Sacramento State Historic Park. Simple. This is important now and will be even more so in the future. My second point concerns the Sacramento Southern Railroad. Excursion trains to the Delta have been a part of the California State Railroad Museum's plans since the 1980s. This is not a new idea. My husband, Walter P. Gray III, then curator and later director of the museum, was involved in the property acquisition and planning for the Walnut Grove branch line, which included several public meetings in the land park area. I was there. Operating the historic Sacramento Southern Railroad to the Sacramento Zoo and through part of the Sacramento River Delta offers the public a rare opportunity to appreciate our rich, natural, historical, and cultural heritage, which has statewide and national significance. Please include the railroad operations in this general plan. And thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Mary. Wesley Lee.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Wesley Yee, and I'm a board member of the California State Railroad Museum Foundation. And it is vitally important that we have both excursions, one to the zoo and then to the Delta. And this is the Delta is where the Chinese first came after they helped build the Transcontinental Railroad, and they built the levees to help recapture some of this rich agricultural land that became one of the highest agricultural regions in the world. And the Chinese also made their homes in the towns of Lock, Hood, and Walnut Grove. When my parents tried to buy their first dream home in Southland Park Drive, they were refused. Why? Because we were Chinese. Fortunately, a friend bought the home and then deeded it back to my father. So I grew up playing along the railroad tracks, crossed it several times to go to school and to visit friends. And our family has been here in California since 1851. And we stayed and attended school here and gave back to this wonderful community. It is time to teach our children the living history through an excursion train to the Delta. And hopefully we can eliminate the racism and the bigotry that we've experienced this last couple weeks, and we can have a better understanding of our rich diversity. Let's do what's best for California and vote unanimously for the Sacramento or Old Sac General Plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley. Bob, and after Bob will be Robert Roa and Kelly Taper.
Good morning, Commissioner. My name is Bob Sloby. I'm a co-chair of the California State Railroad Museum Foundation. I've been involved in the museum actually since before it existed. I was a waiter in high school, my sophomore year, at a dinner for then Governor Ron Reagan and his wife, where he was pitched to fund the Railroad Museum. And I guess I didn't spill anything on them because we were successful in getting the museum funded. So been involved, obviously, for a very long time, being 59 years old. I'm speaking in favor of this general plan amendment approval. I think I want to speak specifically to the grand idea, which is running the train to the zoo, and the grander idea of the Sac Southern. The grander idea, I hope, someday in the future of running it further south, the reasons for which have already been spoken to. It's a great idea. The longer trip is a greater idea. And I think by just getting to the zoo, we're going to take, with all the struggling cultural institutions we already have here in Sacramento, the ballet, the opera, the symphony, all struggling, this is going to take two of our institutions and, by working together, strengthen them. That's the zoo and the Old Sac State Historic Park. So I think it's a great idea for that very reason. It just, in the grander view, the agricultural heritage view, the river view that Wes Yee spoke of, I think we need to think about this, and it's just sometimes in the world today, we get it reversed, it feels like the good of the few outweighs the good of the many. And I would hope in our longer view that we can reverse that and make it right. So thank you.
Thank you. Robert Bowell.
Thank you so much for hearing my my views. We've heard the word, I think I lost count how many times the word vision was used. That's really what we're talking about. And if we go back to the 1960s, we had a group of people in Sacramento that had another fantastic vision. They envisioned taking four square blocks of the Gold Rush and making it into a historic monument. That was expanded with the help of state parks to add the Old Sacramento State Historic Park with the Railroad Museum and the other facilities. And we need to continue and look at the idea of vision. And one of the things that is very important to Sacramento, it is a transportation center. And what's happened, if you've been around the country, very rarely does any community have the opportunity to have a facilities like we have in Sacramento. Usually a historic park is three or four buildings, not three square blocks. We're allowed to continue that by looking at this proposal, and I really think it's exciting that we have a general plan looking into the future. And we have to get past no to everything. It seems in this day and age that anything that we want to talk about has no. The zoo connection is absolutely logical. It connects all the rest of our museums. It solves a lot of our parking problems. And it gives our children something else to get excited about. And I think one thing, because I've been involved with museums for years, is this is a live working museum. This isn't a big building of old stuff. We have things happening all of the time, and this is just one, the vision that you're looking at, just one more set of doing things for our children and our community and all of the citizens of the state of California. We, of course, are facing not in my backyard syndrome as part of this, because the rails do go through some land. But one of the things I would like to have people also consider, there's some major benefits to what Parks is doing in this area, in Land Park. First of all, if you've been following the hiking trail situations in the Pocket area, the state of California will maintain this property. And we do it now. They go out and maintain weed control all the time. And the final thing, which is really important if you've been following the bicycle trail situations, is security to be provided by this parks as well as the California Highway Patrol. So in my way of thinking, we need to keep going forward with vision, and this is a major example of vision. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Kelly Tabor, and after Kelly would be Kevin Hechterman and Mary Healy.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. My name is Kelly Tabor. I am a resident of Land Park, and I'm the president of the Land Park Pacific Little League, which submitted comments to you earlier this month. We're here to express our opposition to the zoo excursion extension of your plan. The zoo excursion train is a great idea in the wrong location. And as we noted in our comments to you before, it's a great concept that's fundamentally incompatible with the existing land uses in that area, and in particular the existing baseball fields at Dooley Fields that Ms. Fenton mentioned. There's no mention of our fields in your EIR, so you may not have any idea of exactly how close we are. The final EIR response to comments states that our fields are 1,000 feet from the tracks. In fact, we're immediately next to the facts, and this is to the tracks. This is an inaccuracy that really undermines all of the environmental analysis of the effects on our operation and the 560 children who play at those fields, because most of the effects that we would experience are directly related to the proximity to the tracks. And I have many detailed comments that I won't have a chance to present because of the time limit today. I'll submit those to you and your staff, but most importantly, I think you should know that you're not in a position today to certify your EIR as complete and accurate and adopt the proposed findings that you've been given under the California Environmental Quality Act, because there are significant outstanding issues that haven't been addressed in the Environmental Impact Report, most specifically the risk of acute air quality effects to children who play at these fields. We have 560 children who play between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on weekends, March through October, every year. They're directly adjacent to the tracks. The fields themselves are perhaps 50 feet from the tracks, the area where players congregate and eat and socialize all day during the weekends is immediately adjacent to it. I regret that I don't have a chance to elaborate on those here before you, but I'll happily submit my written comments and answer any questions that you have about our specific concerns.
Thank you, Kelly.
To whom should I present?
Kevin Hechtman.
Good morning. My name is Kevin Hechtman, and I'm here to speak in support of the plan. There's, from watching what's been going on here lately, there's just a few things I'd like to point out. Number one, we talk about pollution. Well, why don't we study the effect of automotive tailpipe emissions in Land Park while we're at it then? Because that could shock you something fierce. If you're, we're talking about emissions here, what about all the cars and trucks? You know, that needs to be looked at too. Second of all, in terms of traffic, if we played a zoo train right, that could be a huge benefit to Land Park. I'm told that I've seen where parking is a major issue down at the zoo. The train could help with that tremendously. It would essentially be kind of a mass transit to the zoo, but run on a limited scale. And third of all, the other thing I've heard is everybody talking about people's safety. This one's dirt simple, folks. Teach your children that it's not okay to walk or play on railroad tracks. You should be doing that anyway. You know, we have, we have a lot of busy rail lines around here. This is probably the least busy of all. You've got UP freight trains and Amtrak trains around here. If people get the idea that it's okay to walk on railroad tracks while they're in Land Park, they might try that elsewhere and come to grief. And we don't want that to happen. Just stay away from the tracks, stay alive. And I'm not affiliated with them. I have no connection to them, but there's an organization out there for rail safety called Operation Lifesaver. Very well worth looking into and learning about rail safety there. But in general, I would like to say I support this plan, and I would like to see it come to fruition. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Mary, and after Mary, we have Happy Cheston and Brian Ebert, I believe.
Good morning. I'm Mary Healy. I'm the director of the Sacramento Zoo, and I want to thank the commission for this time to be able to address this very important project. We are very much in support of this general plan, and I do have a number of board of trustees and staff and supporters in the audience who, out of respect for your time, will save you the 2 minutes each, but please wave your hands if you're here to support the excursion train, the round-trip train from the historic park to the Sacramento Zoo. We really feel like this could be the game changer for the Sacramento Zoo. Physically, we're only on 14 acres. We're in a beautiful park. We've made the commitment to stay at that location, but only if we can make some significant changes. It's very difficult to keep up with all that we need to do to take care of the animals, but still create an exciting experience for our visitors that will keep us successful long into the future. And for as many years as we've been talking about this train excursion, we always felt like this could be something that would really energize the community. And right now, when I stand next to the dumpster and I can get people excited about this idea, I know that if we go forward with our plans for creating a new type of zoo experience because of this train stop, that we really can generate a lot of enthusiasm for this new future for the Sacramento Zoo. Because the train comes in at an elevated level, we want to propose a whole new treetop canopy type walk as you enter the zoo from the train. So this is really much more than just a train stop for us. We really do feel like this could be what keeps us sustainable into the future. So thank you for listening, and thank you very much for supporting this plan.
Thank you, Mary. Happy Cheston.
Good morning, Mr. Commissioner and fellow commissioners. I'm Happy Chastain. I'm a resident of Land Park. I raised my three sons at Dooley Field, and I'm adamantly opposed to the train coming through there. If you would take a few minutes, especially on a Saturday, not a weekday when no one's at the field, you will see how many children and families would be impacted by this train running adjacent to the property of Dooley Field. One thing about Dooley Field that It is a gem of a Little League field. I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. And one of the things that makes it unbelievable is that it is completely secluded from traffic. There is no motorized traffic in Dooley Field at all. So the kids are allowed to run as they please. And I mean, it's kind of a thing that's long past that you can let your children run throughout the field. I know all of us are concerned about health and safety, but to run a train almost right through the middle of that field would have a huge impact on their health and on their safety. So I urge you to oppose that portion of the general plan.
Thank you, Happy. And next is Brian Ebert. And after Brian, we have Rebecca Boschi and Danny Ansbach.
Thank you. I'm Brian Ebert. I'm a board member of the Southland Park Neighborhood Association. Thank you, Chairman Chung, in particular. You've done great outreach in terms of interacting with us over the past several months and the state park staff, even though sometimes we might not agree or, you know, consummate professionals. And Aaron Robertson, your leadership has been great. We appreciate the extrication of the 4 miles of tracks through our neighborhood, but our neighborhood association remains opposed. And the main reason, first of all, our neighborhood association encompasses an area, you know, involving, you know, thousands of residents. And we basically want written assurance in the plan. I mean, this vision document, if you have the vision to plan a train line in the, you know, from Pocket Road to Hood, then we can also have the vision to say that you will not use our neighborhood rail lines, the defunct rail lines. And we appreciate the promise that if you change your mind in the future and want to add that neighborhood line back in, that a new public process would take place. But frankly, the public notice, as you're aware, has been part of the major problems with this plan. Senator Steinberg said it best when he called the general plan a misnomer. You have the old Sacramento general plan that goes 16 miles outside of the boundaries of the park. The only reason the community has recently attended these meetings is not, frankly, due to parks outreach. It has been because residents like these have been out in the streets, passing out over 1,000 flyers, doing the emails. This is not about NIMBY. This is about no thank you. We do not want trains running through our neighborhoods. And we are working on plans for that greenbelt with regional transit. Councilmember Chenier, who is the vice mayor of Sacramento and the vice chair of the RT board, committed earlier this week that he was going to be working with our neighborhood association committee on developing that 4 mile section into greenbelt or urban gardens, all sorts of potential uses other than train usage. So we respectfully ask for a no vote on this general plan, or please to add a couple of sentences to the general plan assuring our community that this vision will not include our neighborhood.
Thank you, Brian. Rebecca.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Rebecca Boucher. I did email you my comments prior to this meeting. I'm here to speak against the excursion plane or excursion train. I am a resident of Southland Park, and my residence is located near the tracks. I do have concerns with the train running to the Sacramento Zoo, mostly with being the noise to the neighborhood. In addition, the existing tracks have been vacant for such a long period of time that the residents have used the abandoned rail line as an urban trail system. The mission of the state parks is to provide recreational opportunities, and this project will have a severe impact on the recreational opportunities in the neighborhood. The EIR does not adequately address sound mitigation to protect the residents in the existing homes. I do not understand the nexus between the California State Parks and the old Sacramento State Historic Plan with the Sacramento Zoo, what the connection is. Why are we using taxpayer dollars to subsidize a train to the Sacramento Zoo? The state parks fund should be used for recreation and maintaining park facilities. I was a park ranger, and during the budget cuts, the junior ranger program suffered immensely, and I think our kids benefit from that more than a train running through people's neighborhoods. I also don't understand what the demand is for this service to transport people from Old Sacramento to the zoo. And then also, they should focus on recreational opportunities. And like I said, as a user of the campgrounds for many years, I was let down by the state parks during the budget cuts when most of my favorite campgrounds were closed. So the state park should be using the money to keep the campgrounds open and running. And also, I just don't understand the point of running this train, especially if it's going to be segregated with the 4 miles. I'm just not convinced that the 4 miles is never going to come back into the picture. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. And Denny Ansbach, and after Denny will be Chris McSwain and Bill McElroy.
Good morning. I'm Denny Ansbach. I'm a retired, I'm a retired Sacramento physician, and I'm considered to be the founder of the California State Railroad Museum. I started working on it in 1958. I'm a current member of the board and committee chairman of the California State Railroad Museum Foundation, and by serendipity alone, I was also editor and principal author of the original California State Railroad Museum planning document, or plan, in 1972, around the skeleton of which the California State Railroad Museum has grown and prospered. And I hope I'm not speaking for myself, not speaking as a Sacramento resident. I'm speaking, I hope, on behalf of the people of California who own the state parks. And that's who we should be thinking about, because they are the owners. I strongly support the current general plan as presented by park staff, but advocate a clarifying title change to reflect a wider scope beyond just simply Old Sacramento. I think titles are important, and I would urge, really strongly urge, that be changed. The extension of the California State Railroad Museum railroad activities into the Delta, in fact, the very areas of the Delta memorialized in the current general plan, is specifically mentioned and advocated in the original 1972 plan. And for the very same reasons. To reach and support other publicly owned natural and historic areas. Stone Lakes in more currently, and even at that time, the lamented Delta Meadows State Park, which is now sadly closed. But perhaps with this plan might see a new life. And also, and to tap the storied history of the Sacramento River, as has been already alluded to. These goals of reaching into the Delta have been untampered over the intervening 42 years, are embedded in the museum's DNA. Nothing has been changed. The railroad segments we're talking about today have been around over 100 years and have a history of their own. You remove one rail and the railroad's gone.
Denny, if you don't mind closing, I appreciate that.
I will. I am. As state parks commissioners acting on behalf of all Californians, how exciting it must be to be trusted stewards for posterity, for so very much of California's stunningly rich historical cultures and national treasures, many are replicated nowhere else on earth. So many opportunities for stewardship such as this come around only once. And with the utmost respect, this is one of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Denny. Chris McSwain.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here on behalf of the Old Sacramento Business Association, our board of directors representing over 100 local family-owned businesses support the adoption of the general plan. As you know, Old Sacramento, including the State Park and the Railroad Museum, is the number one visitor attraction to the Capital Region. It's been called by some, not me, but the number one visitor destination in Northern California outside of the Bay Area. Enhancing that by improving connections to the other attractions like the zoo will improve the visitor experience. It will generate economic benefits by extending the stay of tourists in Sacramento so that they stay here longer, they don't simply move on. Tourists in Old Sacramento can very easily be seen, and not only from the Sacramento region, California, and the nation, but we have frequent visitors coming from Asia, Europe, and South America. We favor adoption of this plan not just for the benefit of the businesses, but because we recognize that all of us in Sacramento are trustees of a very significant slice of state, national, and even world history. Story of the Great Gold Rush, the Transcontinental Railroad, the Telegraph, and the Pony Express are furthered by this plan. We have an opportunity to improve the way that the story is told. We are the crossroads of transportation, of commerce, of communication. Being able to connect people to the broader picture of Northern California and the Sacramento region from Old Sacramento is going to add leverage to the history of our state for economic development. We encourage you to adopt this general plan for the benefit of all Californians. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Bill McElroy, and after Bill will be James Nafee, I believe, and Caridad Ventimiglia.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Bill McElroy. I live at 18 Park Brook Court in Southland Park. My property borders the current RT right-of-way that runs from the Sacramento Zoo to Pocket Road. My property line is within 20 feet of the tracks, and my house is less than 30 feet away. While I applaud the general plan for its vision in expanding the landmark experiences in Old Sacramento, I join my neighbors in the Southland Park community in opposition to the revised plan due to insufficient information on the operation of the second excursion train that will operate between Pocket Road and the city of Hood. The staff report does not indicate how equipment will be moved from Old Sacramento to the proposed Pocket Road station, how the trains will be maintained. It fails to address the issue of noise, air pollution, ground vibration to residential homes, and the negative impact on property values. My concern, as voiced by many others, is that the need to move equipment and maintain the proposed Hood to Franklin line will put pressure on state parks to acquire the 4+ miles of rail line that run through the Land Park and Southland Park neighborhoods in order to complete the connection to Old Sacramento. Until just recently, state parks and railroad museums stated that it was necessary to run trains behind our homes to make the Southern Rail Line viable. Parks has not explained in their new plan how the Pocket to Hood trains would be transported, maintained, and operated without access to the tracks in our neighborhood. The general plan needs to include language that clarifies this issue. I will remain opposed to this plan unless or until, one, there is a statement in the general plan explaining how the Hood to Franklin excursion train will be operated without the use of the Land Park tracks, and two, that the general plan includes a declaration stating that state parks will not attempt to acquire or access the Southland Park right away in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. James?
Good morning. My name is Jim Nafee. I'm currently president of the board of directors of Sacramento Zoo. I want to do two things. I wanted to reply to the noise and pollution issues. I grew up in Land Park, by the way. The noise and pollution issues must pale in comparison to all of Land Park, which borders I-5 with hundreds of diesel trucks and cars up and down that road day and night. I can hear them when I walk around in Land Park. You're not going to get rid of those. I hope you don't expect to shut down I-5 for noise and pollution. The second thing is I wanted to bring an additional vision to one that hasn't been brought up here. I can imagine the bike trails that now come down from Folsom along the American River, turning south along the Sacramento River, and somehow with that crossing modified in some way, crossing over I-5 and into Land Park, which would make that entire region, not just the park, but Fairy Tale Town and the zoo and all of those things available to people from Folsom and from Citrus Heights and from the south of Sacramento. So that's a vision that I would like to add. And a bike trail would obviously leave a lot of traffic, invite a lot more people to share the riches of the park and the zoo. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Carry that, and after Carry that would be Rick Stevenson and Michael Conan.
Hello, I am here as a Land Park resident who also had a daughter go to Holy Spirit, and I am in support of the plan that includes the excursion to the zoo. I think this is a terrific opportunity to connect and strengthen two of the most popular destinations in Sacramento. It will help promote visitors to the zoo and help in parking and around Land Park. I see it as an opportunity for social profit where people, our community, our children will benefit from the railroad heritage and from the conservation and love of nature messages that our zoo promotes. So I think this plan truly can be a part of the vision of the state parks as they continue to improve the Old Sacramento Historic Park District. It's truly a win-win situation, and I urge the commission to support the vision of this plan. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Rick Stevenson.
Yes, I grew up in the area when the trains ran. I played Little League at Dooley Field when all my friends did. Another gentleman I just spoke to here did. There was never any negative impact from the trains upon the kids playing Little League. It's a ridiculous contention. I know I've showed this before, but here's a quarter that I put on the tracks when we were playing Little League. The kids, when they saw the locomotives coming, you'd come up, put your coins on the tracks. After the train went by, you'd get your flattened coins. There's no danger. There's no negative impact on the Little League. The contention is absolutely ridiculous. And we know it from experience, not wild speculation. I did notice something from the comments that were made in Old Sacramento a few weeks ago, that those like Mr. Yee and I believe Johann Otto, myself, those that grew up with the trains in the neighborhood were unanimously in support of the trains running. The people that opposed it had no actual knowledge or experience and were engaging in the most irresponsible, wild speculation. And I encountered this before. I was the guy that brought horses back to Old Sacramento. And at the time, the police department was adamantly against it. And they just, wild speculation, the exact same type of thing of how you couldn't have horses and motorized vehicles in the same area. Now, of course, the police want horses themselves. I've seen this kind of speculation before. I've defeated it before. I'm not defeating in this case, but I'd like to help defeat this wild speculation in this case. Let's have the truth reign, not wild speculation. I might also add, one of my friends who couldn't be here today, as far as real estate values, is a real estate broker. He lives in the only short section of new houses that have been built since 1978 when the trains ran on San Mateo Way. He had to be out of town. He's a real estate broker. He's absolutely in support. He, in fact, thinks the trains, if anything, would have an impact of increasing values, not decreasing. And anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Michael Conlon, and after Michael will be Lourdes Morisot-Wolf and Paul Hellman.
Good morning. My name is Michael Conlon, and I'm a resident of Southland Park, south of the zoo. And I love the Railroad Museum downtown. I think I'm a great supporter of that idea to have a museum downtown. However, we can go downtown to look at the railroad trains and enjoy the historical perspective there, the interpretation, but we don't need to have the Railroad Foundation run a train through our neighborhoods. I wanted to talk about the staff report on this document that is now going to exclude the 4-mile right-of-way that's owned by RT. and it says, all comments received on the plan and during the planning process were fully considered, ensuring that community members, agencies, planning partners, and other stakeholders were fully vested in a transparent planning process. That statement is absolutely false. I was here on January 24th, and I found out about the proposed excursion train south of the zoo going by my house, which is located in about 50 yards from the tracks, and I never heard about anything. The plan was mislabeled as Old Sacramento State Historical Park, and nobody in our neighborhood south of the Sutterville Road knew anything about the proposal to run a train through our neighborhoods. I put my name on the speaking list on January 24th, finding out about it the day before, and I was recently notified of the meeting of April 14th by my neighbors, who found out from other neighbors who abutted the tracks that there was going to be that meeting. I wrote a long letter. My wife and I and a lot of good neighbors in the Southland Park neighborhoods distributed flyers and educated the people about this, and that's why we had over 200 people sign petitions not to run that railroad train through our Southland Park neighborhoods. They can talk all they want about the beauty of the Delta and the excursion train down there, but it shouldn't go through neighborhoods that contain over 9,000 people. And furthermore, they should take our names down, the Planning Commission should take our names down and give us the opportunity to get involved in it. We were never invited to the stakeholder meetings. We didn't know about them. And if there was ever a proposal to do something about the Old Sacramento State Historic Park, it didn't involve us. I would also join in those people who would like to have this commission put a sentence in there that they will never run a train down through our beautiful neighborhoods south of Sutterville Road. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Voters, I hope I didn't butcher your name too badly.
Hello, my name is Lourdes Morisawa. I don't serve on a board. I'm not a curator. I'm not a director of anything. I don't have fancy legal lingo to impress everybody, but I do live in Southland Park, and I find it extremely derogatory that our cause of not being happy about the train previously coming through our neighborhoods is considered a not in my backyard syndrome. We're families. This is a heavily populated neighborhood. And while I do appreciate that you have amended it and left that 4-mile track off, there's nothing there that states that that will never be sought after again. And I really urge the commission to really get on the tracks and just walk through Southland Park and see how close our homes are. I mean, we have homes that are literally 20 feet from the tracks. And I oppose the plan. I mean, I found it odd that nobody from Dooley Field had come to the previous meetings. Well, that was because they probably didn't know, because there was no transparency there. You know, where is letting the neighborhood families know? It's the Lamb Park Little League. That means families in Lamb Park, not in Greenhaven, not in Pocket. You know, families in Lamb Park in that radius, 500 plus families, am I correct? Show up there every weekend. And I don't know if any of you have ever shown up to Dooley Field on a Saturday. It is absolutely crazy packed with families. And, I just really urge you to vote no today, to look into it more, to allow families in the neighborhood to properly be notified where they can have input and say as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And Paul Hellman. After Paul will be Jess Wong and Adele Owes.
Greetings. My name is Paul Hellman. I've lived in California for 63 of my 65 years and have used California State Parks continually. I encourage the Commission to approve the Old Sacramento State Historic General Plan. I'm thrilled with the prospects of what this plan proposes as enhancements for our great state and wonderful community. From improvements to the riverfront area, expansions of Gold Rush and early Sacramento history interpretive opportunities, addition of a school group entrance to the California State Railroad Museum, and the opportunity to partake in an excursion train ride through existing right-of-way past very important Stone Lakes wildlife area to the historic town of Hood. The California State Railroad Museum and Old Sacramento State Historic Park is a destination of choice for local residents and out-of-state and international travelers. People from all walks of life and locations visit the museum and gain insight into the past, present, and have experience to help guide them into the future. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math is an emerging concept of collected themes that can be easily explained at the Railroad Museum. All are certainly demonstrated by the equipment and human interest stories on display. Early locomotive builders became mechanical engineers. Mathematical concepts for laying out track led the way for trajectory calculations for space travel. Much can be explored to help our community and nation remain relevant in the sciences, and adoption of this plan will enhance this ability. Plus, the Railroad Museum helps the visiting guest understand the all-important three questions. What is this? What does this do? And why should I care that it be protected? Improvements contained in the general plan help move the Old Sacramento State Historic Park and the Railroad Museum forward, and I ask that you approve this general plan today. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jess?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. I am here on behalf of the Office of Vice Mayor Jay Chenier. And on behalf of our office, we just wanted to thank the Parks Department, especially Dana and Steve and Paul, who's not here today, for taking the opportunity to work with our office and the neighborhoods of Southland Park about this ongoing issue. We're deeply appreciative of the fact that you have been very cooperative about finding alternative solutions and have worked with us to preserve the integrity of the neighborhood. And we look forward to continuing to work with you and especially the Southland Park Neighborhood Association while going forward and finding more permanent solutions. Thank you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jess. And Adele.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Adele Oz, and I am a resident of Southland Park. And the gentleman who spoke and said that no one from the side of opposing this train going through Southland Park lives there or was raised there, I would take issue with that. So let me give you some credentials. I am a California native. I'm 67 years old. I was born in Sacramento. My parents could not buy homes in many areas of Sacramento after the war, but they were able to buy in Southland Park. After I graduated from college, I left, and I went but came back to Southland Park, which many of these gentlemen who have spoken did not do. My grandfather came here in 1906 to work on the railroads, so I don't dislike the railroads. I'm just asking you to please delete or make very clear in the general plan that this part, this 4.5 miles, will stay a neighborhood. I remember the trains. I remember when the watermelon truck crashed into the trestle and we picked watermelons up off the street. And I was a child and it was fun. But guess what? In terms of historicity, there's a new history being born now. And that history is different from the history of 50 years ago. And that history is being expressed by the people who are raising their children now in the neighborhood. It's not the same history. I appreciate that the Railroad Museum has given a window into the background of this area. I love Sacramento. But honestly, gentlemen, in terms of this excursion train, you have to be aware that in the interest of an ancient history, you want to destroy a living history. And so please be very careful when you hear these people telling you that they really do want assurances that that living history is not going to be damaged now in favor of a history that is 50 years old to 100 years old. Thank you. I also have copies of the 200 petitions that were signed by neighborhood members, and several letters of members who were not able to be here today. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. I have one more hoping to provide public comment on a completely different topic. So before I move on to that, I want to ask if anybody else in the audience would like to comment on the general plan for Old Sacramento. If not, Lynn Paulson.
I'm speaking on a different topic. My name is Lynn Paulson from Washoe Meadows Community. We appreciate your public service on this commission. Protecting natural, cultural, and recreational resources is the core of State Park's mission and also has been our focus due to the ongoing threats at Washoe Meadows State Park near South Lake Tahoe. We think it is important that you as a commission focus more attention on defining policies that provide better protection of these forests more visible would do much to regain the public trust. Under a previous version of this commission and under the previous park management, approval was given to downgrade land in Washoe Meadows State Park to allow a golf course expansion. Previous park supporters all over the state have felt betrayed by this precedent-setting action. The absence of general plans for many park units can contribute to weakness in the protection of park resources. We realize that you have taken steps to support and assist the department in reviewing the current general plan preparation process and schedule, but we would like to see more initiatives from you related to protecting park resources. You hold a special and impressive status as representatives of the public in terms of state parklands. We're really counting on you. Thank you for your consideration of these comments.
Thank you, Lynn. Do we have anybody else who would like to provide comment to the commission? If not, at this point, I will close public comments. I would like to ask to invite the department to see if you have any comments regarding public comments that we just have just heard.
No.
Thank you, Aaron. Do the commissioners have any questions after we have heard all the rich input from the public?
I'd like to ask, could you go over the air quality environmental assessment to describe how the process was undertaken and just more details on that?
Yes, what we would like to do is I'd like to ask Petra Unger from AECOM, who's our consultant that completed the plan for us and was leading the EIR documentation preparation, to answer that question. So Petra is at the podium.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Petra Unger. I work for AECOM. I was the project manager for the CEQA aspect of this, so many of the comment letters, or all of the comment letters, were addressed to me. In terms of how an air quality, and I'm not an air quality analyst by background, but I've done CEQA for many years, and the air quality analysis was conducted by very qualified staff in my firm, and we also coordinated with the Sacramento Metro Regional Air Quality Control Board. So the way an analysis is conducted, there are very specific criteria for conducting such analysis. It's a rather technical analysis, and it looks at sensitive receptors, which are generally residences, schools, hospitals, you know, those groups of the community that would be particularly sensitive to being exposed to air quality particulate matter and such. And it also looks at the duration and length of exposure and what the particulate matter that they would be exposed to is. So all of this is modeled based on industry accepted models that are approved by the Metropolitan Air Quality Management District. And that's how we conducted the analysis, based on proximity to the tracks, for those sensitive receptors, based on the anticipated duration and frequency of trains, which was assumed to be similar to the currently running excursion trains, plus a few more to account for the extra services, and then on the types of fuels that would be used. And so we knew that this was a sensitive issue. We did look at who was close to the tracks. We measured distance. It is not true that the Little League fields are not mentioned in the EIR. They actually are. They're not mentioned as Toomey fields, but we do mention the Little League fields, their proximity to the tracks, the Holy Spirit School, and other residences by address that are really close. And so then before actually conducting the analysis, we also met with the SAC Metro Regional Air Quality Management District on a couple of occasions to make sure that our methods proposed for analyzing the impacts are not only current but acceptable to current standards and so on. We actually had a few agency meetings with the board, and then we conducted our analysis, modeled the exposure to make it more clear because it's a rather technical section. We also included a little graphic showing how the results of the analysis came out, and that is also included in the EIR. So while I understand the concern about being next to tracks or having exercise of kids next to tracks or I-5 or such, it is not true that the analysis is inadequate or what wasn't conducted to current standards. You may not agree with the outcome, but I am very confident in the adequacy. And we did receive comments from the SAC Regional Board, meaning they reviewed our analysis, did not have issues with the technicalities. This was also reviewed by Parks Legal Counsel and others. So I understand the concern, but I do not believe that the analysis was inadequate.
And your findings?
The findings was that it was less than significant for based on the duration and intensity of exposure, even for sensitive groups. Those are all. Those are also, spelled out in the EIR.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? If there are no more questions, I want to ask the commissioners if you are prepared for a motion for this general plan at this point.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Would one of the commissioners be prepared to make a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Because this is a video conference, I'm going to take a roll call of the commissioners, and I'm going to start in Los Angeles. Alva Yanez?
Aye.
Paul Witt?
Aye.
Diane Wittenberg?
Aye.
Tommy Randall?
Aye.
And San Diego Mary and Solis Coronel.
Aye.
Before I show my vote, I want to take this opportunity to share with you and thank the public for all the comments you have provided to me, as well as for those in the audience and elsewhere who have helped me to understand this plan, because I walk with many of you on the track and elsewhere, and I have also spent quite a bit of time with the department, and thank you so much for being so responsive to many of the questions I have before this meeting and after the last meeting, as well as working with me on trying to help the public understand it. So I really appreciate it. Given what I have been provided today, I'm going to vote aye as well. So it looks like we are all in favor of approving the plan, and we don't have anyone opposed to it. So if so, the plan is all adopted. Thank you so very much, and congratulations. I know it's been hard, and I really, really appreciate the public's input in really helping us to understand this. And we need your input. We need you to tell us to continue to improve our work as we go forward. Thank you again. Thank you. With that, the meeting is adjourned.